Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Page 160. Selchus Yom HaKippur Sim Tov Reish Yud Ches. We are up to Seif Hey, which teaches us following the halachos of the various situations about somebody being ill, dangerously so. Roifim having one opinion, the Chol himself having a different opinion. What happens in the following case? If the ill person himself says, I mean, Seif Hey, five lines from the top. The Chol says, no, I'm fine. I'm really, really fine. Roifim is super. Roifim says, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. You're looking a bit iffy. Not sure. Machilin Oisoy. We feed him. Why do we feed him? Sofek Nefoshnes, right? So the Roife is not sure, so you go for it. Avadim Roife Oima, Eino Tzorich. What happens if that's an interesting one. The doctor says, he's fine. He's just pretending. He's a hypocrite. He's fine. He's really, really fine. And the Chole Oima says, I'm not sure. I don't know if I need to eat, I don't need to eat, I'm not sure, am I in danger, I'm not sure. Then, en machin yoseh, we don't feed him. Interesting, so if the doctor is unsure, the guy eats. If the guy himself is unsure, he doesn't eat. Only when he says, I'm dying, I need something now, only then we listen to him, but in this case, we don't. Okay. What happens in the following case? The doctor says, I don't know this illness. I don't know what he's got. It's not the regular stuff like, I don't know. It's not a flu. It's not the regular kind of stuff. I don't know what it is. How you call him down, but then his opinion is not, he's like anybody else. His opinion is not sought. A doctor's guidance, advice, is only in so much that he is familiar with his illness. If he doesn't know about his illness, then his opinion doesn't count. Whether it's stringency or leniency, his opinion is not critical in any way. It's meaningless. Mew. However, if he looks very, very weak, and he looks very vulnerable and weakened, and his state is, it is a weakened state. That he would appear to most people seeing him, which are near him. Everybody that is there can see, oh, this guy is not in a good place. He's not in a good state. If he doesn't eat, then we feed him. So we're learning two halachos. One, we're learning that the doctor is only, his opinion is only, if it's his area of expertise, if he feels confident, if the doctor says he needs to eat because that's his professional expertise, then by all means, listen to the doctor. But if the doctor says, I don't really know what it is, then his opinion is not relevant. However, if the guy looks very weak and very vulnerable, then you don't need to be a doctor. Then anybody who sees this is quite scary, then one feeds him. I always find it so impressive that mothers always know, that the mothers just always know if it's, I don't know, they always know if it's something to worry about or not. Now, the mothers of a child, they can always sense to the danger level if it's from 1 till 10. It's very interesting. Okay, so similar to, it's probably the Bina Yisera, yeah. So Siv Zayin, Kshemachinin Zahub. Now, Kshemachinin Zahub, that's a very famous halacha, often misinterpreted and often misunderstood. Kshemachinin Zahub, when you actually feed a lady who just gave birth, or is a choyle, or you feed a choyle. So then the halacha is as follows. Machinin Oisoy Ma'at Ma'at, you feed him a little at a time. Kdei Shalo Yitztarev Lishir, there is a shear, a full measure. For when he eats that particular measure, it's chayef koras. It's done the full transgression. We don't want to achieve that full shear. We want him to eat pochas mekashir. So therefore, if a person does need to eat, we are going to feed him a little bit at a time. Hilkach, therefore, Machini no soy, we feed him kish. Shnei shlishe beit sabenin is 2/3 of a regular egg, regular sized egg. 2/3. Vishu, additionally also you make him wait, kedachilas abobeitzem, you also make him wait the amount of time he takes to eat 4 eggs, which is known as the shear of, we don't know what we call it, achilas abobeitzem, we call it generally, kedachilas pas, yeah. Which is the same amount. Which, how much is that normally considered? Different opinions. Normally we go for about 9 minutes. Yeah, about 9 minutes. So if somebody needs to eat, they should have 9 minutes in between the eating. Some are more stringent, some say 6 minutes, some even go for 2 minutes. But cooler here in this instance, yeah. So but normally we assume that it's about 9 minutes. So make 9 minutes interruptions in between the eatings. Vashiu, without the drinking. Yivduku b'choy le'atzmoy. Kamoy k'dei she'salkenu le'tzad echot. That's the shear of meloy lugmav, that you can put the drinking, the liquid, in his actual cheek. Le'tzad echot, only one side. V'yiroe k'meloy lugmav, he will appear as if he's got a full cheek. So that's the amount of drinking that would allow a choyle to drink. So again, you make 9 minutes interruption, and the amount that he's going to drink is the full cheek, but only one cheek on one side. And that's individual. That's individual. So the larger the person's cheek, the larger the amount that he can drink. And that's with regards to so if a person does need to eat, we ensure that it is a, what we call, box mekasher. That's the shiurim drinking or eating. Veishakir says this, if chas, 3 lines from the bottom, veishakir, pochs mois yashir, you drink less than that amount. Veishu ben shtil ishtir, kedei achilas abo beitzim. So you make that small amount of eating, and you make the interruption in between. Velefochas, ishu ben shtil ishtir, kedei ishtir ishtir zavirs. At the very least, you should have an interruption of kedei ishtir ishtir zavirs, that the drinking should be with an interruption of shtir zavirs, which is a little bit less. Vimomdu, shen ashirin, olam aspikin. What happens if the doctor says, no. If that guy waits 9 minutes between the, you know, it's like the kid, you know, the kid in the lechaim. If you make him wait 9 minutes, then is you're going to endanger him. That guy needs more liquid. He's not in a safe place at the moment. So he can't wait 9 minutes, and then another bit, and then another 9 minutes, and another bit. It's not good enough. He needs to drink more. So if we measure that the liquid intake is not sufficient, which I think is very often the case, or the choyle himself says that it's not enough, I'm still not managing, or even in an instance that we're not sure, but it could be that it's not enough liquid in his body, we're not sure about it, but it could be dangerous, then obviously the halacha is drink as much as he feels. Machin mashkin also called tzorkoi. He can eat and drink as much as required. Miyat, as immediately. There is a discussion. Is it really unlimited the amount of drinking? Or what happens if he's definitely out of danger zone? He's a bit thirsty still, but definitely out of danger zone. Would be further drinking be permitted? Definitely out of danger. Okay? But still feels very thirsty and weak, perhaps. Wouldn't further drinking be permitted?
Well, is he going to come to a sakana if he doesn't?
He's not in sakana now. Yeah, you know, he doesn't really need it at this point. But he'll feel more comfortable, feel better if he has it. So the post came to debate that. There's a strong argument to say that you're allowed to, because his mashkin oisa kol tzorka, the last few words of the page, his mashkin oisa kol tzorka, he's allowed to drink anything. But he may be toilin machloik as a shoinim. Okay, so Ziv Tess. Misha ochse bulmus. If somebody has got a bulmus, what's a bulmus? Well, Shulchan Aruch tells us what the bulmus is. Vulchoili shebomach masav, when it's an illness that comes from great hunger. But Simonoi, what happens when a person's got a bulmus? You know, from Mishnah's in Mishnah's Numa. What I do is, what is the simon of bulmus? What is it? She'en of keois, his eyes, well, literally means his eyes go dark. What does that mean, really? His eyes?
Dim.
Is that what it is? His eyes dim.
Blurry,
yeah. And a person, like, loses his focus, like, his eyes go, like, all, yeah, blurry. He cannot see. So the simon is, a bulma says, guy's vision is the person's vision is deteriorating rapidly. So then, machinin oisu, you feed him, until you can eat and drink until he sees again. His vision is returned back to normal. I think it's a kind of, how would you call it, a bulmus in English? Yeah, I mean, it's that scenario. A person is Mishach Bulmus. Talks about Bulmus as well. I think it's a kind of fainting, no? Losing consciousness. A kind of, no? I mean, he's got a kind of...
It's not epileptic fit.
Interesting. Is he epileptic fit? Interesting. Yeah, maybe. It might have to do with it. The Mishnah says another simon. Do you know how else a person may be a bulmus? A bulmus is if you feed him something which is, if you give him something to eat which is rotten and he doesn't mind. If a person cannot distinguish between good taste and bad taste, if a person has got a lack of awareness and consciousness both in the food that is off or not, that's also somebody who's categorizing that. What do you think about that? So somebody's epileptic probably would he qualify as that? No, not really. So Shavu says, so somebody's got a bulmus, what's that loch? Machin noise achiu, ain't of you feed him until his vision is back. There's nothing there which he can eat which is permitted. So what happens if a person is got a bulmus, or in fact is just in danger, is not doing well, and he's allowed to eat something, and there's nothing there that is permitted to eat. So you can even feed him a food which is treifa. Feed him a McDonald's, what's called?
Cheeseburger.
That's it. The cheeseburgers. And it doesn't matter. It's treifa, it's possible cholov, anything, you name it. Big, it's fine. Yes, it's so you can feed him something which is also as well. What happens if there's two foods? One is worse than the other in terms of isurim. One is really also. One is slightly less also. Then aloch is you're always going to give him the food item which is a little bit less prohibited first. But in principle, you can feed him anything because saving life is, as we know, the most important mitzvah. Now, cholish ochel b'yom kippurim, and that's relevant to less serious situations. If you would, cholish ochel b'yom kippurim. Oh, sorry. Yes, sorry. Thank you so much. Thank you for pointing out. I really, really appreciate it. What if he needs meat? This is the interesting Maharam in Rottenburg. So the question is follows. What happens if a person needs to eat? There's two options. Option number one is he needs meat. Option number one is that there is a behemoth which is kosher. And you can shecht it, but you have to shecht it in Yom Tov. But then it will be kosher meat. Alternatively, there's bosan avele muchenes. There's shechted, well, I can't call it shechted, slaughtered meat, which is Tesco meat. So you can either have horse meat with the hashkacha of Tesco, or you can have a cow which is not shechted yet. You want to shecht it by Eli Chayid, and he's going to shecht it. He's going to shecht it on. He's going to shecht on Yom Kippur. What's better?
There's a famous story of that chassid that had to cook and chop wood for the old lady.
Oh really? I don't know the story now.
So the rabbi said afterwards, you know, you done well. So he was like, "What do you mean? I was 25 hours with this old lady." So it sounds from there that, I mean, I don't know if there was meat available or not, but
yeah, it's just there, yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know if you can be alright from the mice.
What are you telling now? What's better, to shecht an animal on Yom Kippur for the sake of having him kosher meat, or to give him tefer meat, which is slaughtered already? What's better in terms of the They're both dry.
Is there a din of achal nefesh if the person's going to be anyway? Is it Yom
Tov? No, it's not. It's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is achal nefesh.
There's no achal nefesh.
Shabbos Shabbos, then it's like Shabbos.
You can't have this. There's no head to there.
No.
But
is the
shavim needs cooking as well, so you
could
buy extra.
It's ready.
Are you going to be over one avera?
No, you minimise the malachas, but you're over on the.
Is there any onion in tamale
then? Is there any onion
into
what?
Do we take into account tamale?
No, so tamale is not taken into consideration here. Well, is it or is it?
You chef with the shirim. Is that possible to chef with the shirim?
With what?
With the shiri.
It will still be the meat will still be tefer meat. No, you're right in terms of the melachas, it will make a difference.
Yeah, so
but in terms of eating,
kosher meat, check the kosher meat with the shiri.
Yeah.
That way you're not over on the deraita of shkita.
Interesting one.
And you have the miler of not.
Yeah, I don't know if it's practically feasible to shecht with the shiri.
You can't do anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting question. So Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah reminds us that Sim Chofrev Talocha is paskin that better. Mevuah Shom the Kimon Shutzorich Leichol LeAlta Ava Nevele Muchenes Muta LeAchiloi Neveleis.
That's because the reality is focused on the outer point. But what if
there's no deal?
What if you have 10 minutes?
No, I think LeAlta refers to as opposed to waiting after Shabbos, since he needs it now. So I think that as opposed to waiting for after Shabbos. So that's the halach Rabbi Sayer. What's the halach Rabbi Sayer? And Seif Yud Chole Shachal B'Makipurim Chole, which who ate on Yom Kippur, V'Nisya Shev Daitoy, and now he's fine. He's feeling much better now. This was a good challenge. It was good. He's feeling much better now. He's okay now. He's stable now. V'Nisya Shev Daitoy B'Nisya Shachal B'Achin. He can make a brachim. So what does he do now for benching? Does he need to say Yalev Yov about benching or not? He's feeling. Oh, I'm going to speak about children. He says, yes, you say Yalev Yovoy. Chole, who is benching, is feeling better, he will recite Yalev Yovoy. Sho'oyma Yalev Yovoy B'vayni Yerushalayim. Now, the question here is, obviously if it's Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah says, you're going to say Ratzei as well. Now, some disagree. And they say that there is no Yalev Yovo really. There is no Yalev Yovo for Yom Kippur. There is no Yalev Yovo for Yom Kippur. There's no such thing. There isn't. Pardon? Yeah.
You won't find it in the article bench.
Yeah, you probably won't find the article bench. Yeah. Yeah, so that's after our discussion now. You're right. Some printed now, but the Mishnah Berurah brings opinions that say no, there's no such thing. It's a controversial. It's a contradiction in by definition. You cannot have Yalev Yovoy, which is part of benching. Yalev Yovoy, which is part, you're saying that what you're saying that it's part of shachis. Yeah, he said there's no. Yeah, so he said it doesn't make sense. The Maaseh said the Mishnah Berurah does say that ideally, well, it can't do any harm because there's no bracha. It's not bracha levatola. Can't do any harm. There's no harm in saying Yalev Yavoy. So he says that you could say it. Then what about Kiddush, Rabbi Yisrael? What about Kiddush?
If I say Yalev Yavoy,
it's not a hefsek. It's
on a chol, a regular week.
It's not Bochel Vatola.
It's
not Bochel Vatola. We only call it Bochel Vatola. It's a hefsek, we're not Bochel Vatola.
Is that not a
broch levatole? It might be a hefsek, but it's not going to ruin the benching. On a regular weekday, actually, I'm not sure. But here, for sure, it's not going to. It's in yonno. It's part of the.
Yeah.
The Mishnah Berurah says that it's fine to say it, and it's certainly not going to broch levatole. What about kiddush? Rabbi said you make kiddush, or not you? Does a person who's not well on Yom Kippur, does he recite kiddush? Yeah, if it falls on Shabbos, you want to ask. And if it's not Shabbos? So Mishabu says no. He says, Bevada Kiddush en elasois. A person does not. Because he says it could be Bruch Lavatola. There's no Kiddush. Kiddush has not been established. Kiddush has not been written. Kiddush has not been designed. And for Yom Kippur, there's no Kiddush for Yom Kippur. So he says, one doesn't make. That's what he says. So I said, but in terms of children, it's interesting, children is not mentioned here. That's an interesting point. Children is not mentioned here. Children who eat on Yom Kippur.
He says he's got it on Kapches.
Yeah. Yeah. Shulchanot doesn't mention it. Shulchanot doesn't mention it. He speaks about Choyle, it doesn't speak about children. So does he also refer to children or not? Mishabur says in him, that yes, they will have to recite Yalev Yavoi by their benching. But again, there is no Kiddush. There's no Kiddush for establishment of Kippur. Rabbi said, to summarize what we learned this evening, we spoke about if there is, if the doctor is not sure, then we don't listen to the doctor. If possible, one gives a little bit of food to the choyla and not a full share, whether it's food or whether it's drink. One should do as little as possible. We spoke about the bulmus as well. Person has got that state of bulmus, which is a danger. Person shall eat. We also spoke about if there is isurim, one should try to decrease the amount of isurim eaten. But if, of course, if somebody needs to eat Meichel Issa, he would be allowed to do that, even in Yom Kippur. We spoke about the question, if your person got two options, of kosher meat, which needs to be shechted, or teif meat, you should go for the teif meat. Finally, we learned, Choli who eats Yom Kippur, he will say Yalev Yov by benching, however, he does not recite Kiddush. Same applies to children as well. Okay, good evening, obviously. And very good Chodesh.